So moments ago, I discovered that Everdistant Utopia has deleted his account. And I probably shouldn't be recording this immediately after finding that out, because I'm literally like just sitting here in shock. But I guess I decided I will process this out loud via audio instead of in my head by myself. I'm really, really sad. I never actually had the opportunity to talk to Avalon like outside of Reddit, in terms of like, I never participate in any of the, God, I don't even know what they're called. You know, the groups that meet. God, I'm like losing my words right now. Discord, is that what it's called? Discord, TeamSpeak, whatever those different thingy majiggers are. I've never gone onto any of those. And I know he was pretty active there sometimes. And, I hadn't, you know, spoken to him outside of Reddit in terms of like email or text or Skype or anything like that. So we literally had only ever spoken either via comments on each other's audios or PMs, usually about collabs that never happened, mostly because of me, because I didn't follow through. But I always felt a strong kinship with him, whether he felt the same or not, I don't know, but I just felt like we were two peas in the same pod. We started around the same time on GWA, and I guess one of the very first PMs that he got that really like went on and on about how amazing his voice is. I don't really remember exactly what I said, but he's commented before that that I said his voice could be a weapon of mass sextruction, something like that. But really, he just, you know, seems like a genuinely awesome person who I had hoped someday I would actually get to know as a friend outside of GWA, but I never made any effort to do that. So here we are now. He's deleted his account, and I have no idea why, because I'm not in the loop. If there are people who know, I mean, I'm not going to ask for any information because we're not supposed to do that, but this is for me and, you know, my own subreddit, so there's nobody who can get in trouble or frown upon me via my own, you know, no one's going to slap handcuffs on me on my own subreddit. People can listen to this and say, well, she really shouldn't have done this. It's an invasion of his privacy. But I just really want him to know how much he'll be missed. This, I'm hoping all of this is maybe for nothing, and that maybe he is just planning on creating a new account and he'll come back at some point in the future. That happens, you know, somewhat regularly around here, around these parts. But there's also the chance that maybe he's planning on leaving for good, which that would be just a huge loss to the community if that was the case. So mostly, I guess I'm recording this to address Avalon directly, and in the hopes that he might hear this. Someone might have some way of letting him know that this is out there, and whatever your reason for deleting your account, obviously we respect that. But I do want to let you know how much you're going to be missed. Your comments in threads on backstage were often, you know, like the best thing I'd ever read, not to not to exaggerate. But yeah, oftentimes I would read your mega long comments and be like, dude, I don't have enough upvotes to give you, like, take some spare toes or fingers or something to go with along with my upvote, because this is awesome. And just in general, the audios that you made and the creativity that you put forth, your musicianship was always so impressive. I think about you, like, you pop into my head randomly more often than I realized before this moment. Like, I'll just be listening to something and I'll think that I could totally hear you covering it, or, oh, I bet Avalon would really like this song. Stuff like that. I don't know. Of course, I never vocalize any of that. So this is just another example, and now I'm like addressing everyone. This is just another example of why you need to tell the people who matter that they matter while you have a chance. Because people can go at any time. They delete their accounts and disappear from our lives forever without a trace. And it can be shocking and heartbreaking. And yeah, it's just so important to let people know, and to not take the stuff that all of us do for free for granted. I mean, most of us are just putting content out there onto GWA and Reddit, for the masses to enjoy, and we typically just take it for granted. Like, I've saved so many of Avalon's audios to listen to at a quote-unquote later date, but now I'll never get to, and that's my own fault, because I just assumed he would always be there, and we don't know that. So if you really like someone's work and enjoy their content and what they produce, you got to let them know. It's crucial to let them know and to support them. So yeah, I'm a little bit distraught right now. Fuck. This really sucks. I hope you come back to us. Yeah. Okay. I guess that's all I have for now, because I'm still processing, but damn. You will be missed so much. And I kind of right now, because since I've got you guys here, feel like I should probably like mention some shout outs to people who I've also noticed are missing. But what I'm worried about is that there may be people who I didn't realize were missing. And if I had realized they were missing, I would also be very upset to find they were missing. But sometimes you don't, like, usually you might not even realize that someone's gone. The only reason that I knew that Avalon was gone is because Trees posted an audio, and Trees is on my friends list, and he posted an audio saying that he's planning on leaving. And in it, he said that somebody else deleted their account on the same day. And what he said about that person, I immediately thought, oh my God, please don't let it be Utopia. Please don't let it be Utopia. And of course I Googled, and yeah, his account was deleted. So that's the only reason that I knew that he was gone. I mean, I just realized that JTL deleted her account again, which I hope she comes back, but she's always been, a role model, and she's an amazing person. A long time ago, I noticed that Kinky Scripts deleted his account. He's someone whose scripts I'd done before, and, you know, DG, Dirty Girl Secret, has done a lot of his scripts, and, you know, their collaborations together, her voice with his scripts, were just magic. So that was really upsetting, because I had hoped to do more Kinky Scripts in the future, but they're gone now. And if somehow you're listening to this and you're out there under a new username, maybe you could tell me, Kinky Scripts, because I don't know that it's you, if you are out there. And there's someone who, you know, was not a content producer, but a listener and an avid commenter to my audios and my posts, who I realized was gone. And that's Mystery Stroker. So, I went to reply to one of your comments, Mystery Stroker, and I then saw that your username had been deleted, and I was very sad because you have written me some of my favorite comments. So you are missed as well. And I think one of the hardest things for me now, when I look back at my old audios and I scroll through the comment section, like, more than half of the comments are from people who have deleted their accounts. I just find that very upsetting. I don't know. I want to kind of go on record right now and say that I won't do that to you guys, because in my heart, I feel that that's true, but I don't know for sure, for certain, what life will bring, and there just really isn't a way for me to guarantee that there won't ever be a scenario where I have to just torch everything. I don't know, but the way I feel, I'm very attached to, I'm like a bit of a data collector, and I'm like a hoarder of information. Like, I don't delete emails, I don't delete text, I don't like deleting anything. I like looking back and being nostalgic at stuff. So I have a hard time imagining myself actually ever deleting my account and removing my audios and my posts. Very hard time imagining ever doing that. But again, you don't know what could happen that could make somebody do something like that. So, yeah, I do feel, though, that if I had to do that, I would, like, find a way to get a message out there to you guys through somebody else or something. So, don't worry, though, I don't have any plans to go anywhere. I'm just saying, yeah, it's hard. Okay, I've rambled for a really long time, and I'm very sad, and I'm gonna go sit with a frowny face on, thinking about the fact that I wish Utopia hadn't deleted his account. Yeah. Okay. All right. This has become very grim. Bye, guys. Sorry.